Hi, this is Matt Lockhart, EVP of Revenue Rocket, taking over as the host of this week's episode of the Shoot the Moon podcast. As you remember, Revenue Rocket is the premier advisor for IT services company for M&A transactions as well as growth strategy. And with me today is my partner, Ryan Barnett, our EVP and Chief Marketing Officer. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thank you so much for the introduction and actually hosting the call here today. And welcome to Revenue Rocket. It's such a great honor to have you with the firm. We have the luxury of looking at firms from the perspective of the outside. And you recently came off of a company where you got 20 years on the inside. And we're so glad to have you on board and bringing the luxury of perspective from something that our clients can appreciate even more.
Well, thanks so much, Ryan. I appreciate it. And, I think that both that inside and outside perspective is only makes us stronger for our clients. Today we're going to talk about the foundations of a successful kickoff meeting in the between a buyer and a seller in an M&A transaction. And, Ryan, you and I talked about this as being really one of the most important first steps, right? And without an important a successful first step, well, then you're not going to be able to take that second step, right? And you have seen literally hundreds of these introduction kickoff meetings between a buyer and a seller happen in the last year alone. And so, we thought it'd be great to take some of those insights and, help guide potential buyers as to the how they can be successful in these introduction meetings. So, why don't I turn it over to you and you can start us off with some of the initial insights and coaching that we can give about this process.
All right. Well, absolutely. So, when someone puts their firm for sale, it's in a hugely emotional process. And I really want kind of start there, in that a seller is typically looking for a buyer that's going to honor their legacy. And that starts with finding the right fit for the clients and their and the employee base. So when a buyer comes into a meeting, the first thing you've really got to look at is simply how we're going to make sure that buyer can feel comfortable in where that legacy is going to go. And I can't stress enough that the most important thing that a buyer can do from the very, very get-go is show how much they care about the company, how much they care about the process, and how much they care about the future of where this company is going. We've seen in the past, some buyers come to the table and they have a financial number first. And I think it's the wrong place to start because we haven't established something of just a rapport first. So I think part of this and what we've seen be successful is simply A, showing up excited about the deal. Matt, have you seen anything recently in when just kind of ways that someone can just grab an attention right away?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that, I think you point out something super important, for a seller, and I've seen this and lived through it. This is oftentimes the one of the most important things that a seller is going to do in their professional career, right? And they've got a lot of themselves tied up in the organization that they are considering selling. And so, that first impression is critical that you point out that the buyer is interested in the business, is interested in the people, is interested in the values that the seller has been promoting. And, you pointed out when we were preparing for this, it's not like going and, shopping for a car, right? It's not a retail transaction. It's really taking the next steps in what the seller has put together and in some cases their livelihood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So to think about this and to set this up, Sellers have a bit more control on the process right now, especially in the IT services market. The reason being is that there's a limited supply of companies that are willing to sell. So from a buyer's perspective, again, before you might have been able to show up with a paycheck in a way that you could simply say, here's the way we're going to monetize your life's work, cut a check, and it's done. I think that day has passed. So when that comes across, the buyer actually has to change quite a bit. So before you even get to an intro meeting, there's a number of steps that probably have already happened. They've likely spoken to a broker or strategic advisor. So a seller, when they're going to market, if they're going to process through the process themselves, they're typically found someone along their side, and they've been able to put something together that allows them to have a conversation. Now, keep in mind, if you're a buyer and you're strategically calling someone and they've never had this discussion before, they're likely going to come to the table with as many questions of, hey, I've never been through this process. So there's a part of a buyer where you have to approach things very carefully and committed towards moving things forward in a measured pace. So just keep in mind, either a seller who's taking themselves to market, they're ready to go forward, or they may be very new to the process for the first time ever, and still they're wondering, what's this mean for me? What's it mean for my family? What's it mean for all my employees and my legacy? So once an introduction meeting is set up, this is always going to be after an NDA. And so I just want to make sure that when you start that meeting, it's typically going to be set up with a course that feel free to share information that's relevant to move things forward. At the same time, you're going to keep everything that's on the call on the call. Buyers have to be respectful of NDAs. And sellers, frankly, you don't have to give away all the information in the world. You have to tell the story to kind of get to the next step. So let's put ourselves into that, into the context of a meeting. So NDAs have been signed. A meeting, an invite has been sent out. And we're all at the table together. And Ryan, being from Revenue Rocket and a moderator of many of these calls, I'll simply say, let's introduce ourselves on the call. What we're really looking for as a buyer is some really basic stuff. And some of the basic stuff is and things that you can do with really not a lot of talent, but you can execute on it well, which is be on time, show up, say thank you for being there, be in a place that is respectful and honoring the time of the seller. So simply be there with in a mindset and a physical location that is good for the call. For example, a good stable internet connection. You wear a set of headphones. Have a dial in on time. Most of the time, these are done on a video call. So having good body language. And having a smile and positive attitude all come through in those video calls, and simply being prepared. And yeah. Those things go a huge way.
Yeah, Ryan, it's that be professional, that first impression. And you'd think that these are just the basics, but we were laughing about some, and we see everything when we've been on hundreds of these things. And so literally have seen a buyer, next to a pool. Right. And that's not the impression that we want to make here. We want to demonstrate that we're interested, that we appreciate a seller potentially taking the time and considering this. Those first impressions are absolutely critical.
Correct. I can't say it more. The last thing you want to hear is the jingle of golf clubs while you're saying, hey, I'd love to hear more about your business. the other part to this is that you really have to treat this as an equal exchange of information. The buyers, be prepared to tell your story and be prepared to say, to see strategic fit. Now, part of this comes with prep. It is look at the company's website, understand who you're talking to, start to mark down where things have strategic importance. And really, if you can come to that first deck prepared, that first meeting prepared with what are the service offerings that they may have and kind of digging into where they could align with your service offerings, that takes a huge step in making things, making that first meeting much more than just a first impression, but really the step towards next meetings.
Yeah, that's great, Ryan. I think you brought up a key point in that strategic fit. You know, you've heard from us often that there's, you know, three aspects that are critical in making sure that any transaction can be successful in the long run in creating, you know, multiplied value. It's strategic fit, it's cultural fit, and it's obviously financial fit. In these introduction meetings, you know, that strategic fit is critical. Talk to us a little bit about that cultural fit too.
You know, Matt, it's probably the most important thing, and it's something you don't get until you are together in a virtual meeting to fit that. So for buyers, it's important to see how the company works. It may be as basic of asking questions of when someone shows up for work. For sellers, they have the right to understand, what will my employees be expected to do? Is it some of the cultural fits I've heard examples of is this going to be a company that is a kid in a backpack and never sees their family again? Or is it going to be something that allows for more flexibility and time? Or the flip side, you know, are they going to be a really structured organization with processes that are put in place? So culturally, it's probably the hardest thing to figure out on a call, but one of the biggest things to understand that both buyers and sellers should be really digging into. Matt, I know you've gone through acquisitions yourself. What were some ways that you've been able to kind of find some of that cultural fit?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you brought up a good point in terms of you know, putting yourself in the shoes of you know, a potential seller, and being open, right? You know, in my experience, being open about your own organization as the buyer and the values that you have is a great way to sort of bring that discussion forward from a seller. And because sellers want to talk about their business, and they want to talk about what they've created, and they want to talk about their values. But, you know, you need to create some openness to enable that to happen. And some of the best ways that we've seen it happen is just by being open yourself, and demonstrating that empathy, you know, to a seller.
Right, right. I think both parties should be looking, where are the strategic alignments? Where can we make this a transaction that is successful for both of us, that allows us to have a better life, together that we could not have apart?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, our job here is to find ideal fits for both parties. And you know, we've talked in previous podcasts about the amount of work that goes into preparing and finding and sourcing those, you know, those potential ideal fits. And so the last thing in the world, you know, after all that work is you want to blow up these introduction meetings. And so, you know, I think that's hopefully why we're providing some good guidance. How about financials, Ryan? I mean, do you drive to the hard deck? Do you drive to the numbers in these introduction meetings?
It's a situation in which they have to be addressed. So in a meeting, typically the best run meetings that we've seen the buyer has an understanding walking in of what the financials look like. Now, keep in mind, they've already signed an NDA, and if the seller's in the market phase, they've likely already had some confidential information memorandum sent. But what I think is really important to note, it's going to set the stage for a number. And what that is that you don't have to have a set of a full detailed P&L in an introduction call. In fact, I'd rather not have it there. But we do need to understand what is the revenue of the company and which direction is it going. Also, what is a picture of profitability and what's the direction there? And then ideally, and we don't expect this from a seller to be prepared to talk about, but you know, what are ways that growth could accelerate with the suitor at the table? And really, that's a joint conversation. What you're looking for is we can get together better. What I don't want in an introduction meeting is literally, I've seen this before, 10 to 15 questions on line 306 in a P&L. It doesn't help the conversation. If the strategic fit is there, the cultural fit is there, and there's a number there, all that number there is to help you establish one thing, which is to get to see if you're in the ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen, you know, people get scared away, right? You know, by, you know, going too far down what is, you know, a natural diligence process, but that diligence process needs to wait. And, you know, it goes back to where we started out, you know, let's put ourselves in the shoes of the seller. And the seller is, this is an introduction. In addition to that, this is oftentimes, you know, the very early stages of consideration for a seller. We've talked previously, the very best way for a buyer to be successful in finding an acquisition is to find a seller who wasn't on the market, right? And that's what we help our customers do and our clients do when they're, you know, when they're in a buy-side process, is finding those, you know, ideal fit firms that aren't for sale on that day. Well, you know, when you put yourselves in the shoes of that potential seller, well, of course, they're going to, you know, if you try to go too far in that first meeting, well, oftentimes we'll see sellers pull back.
You're absolutely right. There is certainty, or the uncertainty of not having done it before, or not having done it with their own company before, can be a major push off. So I would say the buyers that we work with that come in loaded up with financial questions to start the calls are the least successful in moving deals forward. There's if all you're looking for is a number, then the seller in their mind is missing out on the most important thing to them, which is creating that legacy, which is finding a home for their employees, making sure their customers are going to be well supported, and finding a deal that works for all parties. No one's going to get to a deal in which they don't find is fair in some levels. So we have to somehow find the numbers that work without being too scared. From a seller, that means that the high level numbers, you should be prepared to talk about them. And buyers, you should, I think, just be careful and courteous about the information requests that you've got to ensure that they're in line with where you're at in the stage. For example, if you're going through and there is immediately the strategic fit is not what you expected, or the cultural fit just isn't there, then you don't need to spend time in the financials, as at some point it feels like you're just digging for more information on a potential competitor than you are setting up something for strategic acquisition down the road.
Yeah, that's great, Ryan. Well, you know, I think that we've achieved our purpose today, Ryan. You know, this was is a pretty focused Shoot the Moon podcast that's really about that initial introduction. And we wanted to spend some time here because it's so important. Without that first great impression being made, then the likelihood of moving forward obviously isn't as good, right? And so, you know, in review, if you're a buyer, put yourselves in the shoes of your seller, right? That, you know, what we're really looking for in these initial introductions is identifying strategic fit and cultural fit first, right? The financials will play out, obviously, if those two pieces are in place. That for a seller, right, this is probably one of the most important things that they're considering. And so we've got to be sensitive to that. We have to be interested in that seller's business. We need to be interested in their values, and we need to be seeking common ground that is going to create a 3x, a 4x, a 5x opportunity for both parties, right? And so, you know, let's make those first impressions great. Let's make those initial introductions great. So, Ryan, thank you. And this is it for this episode of the Shoot the Moon podcast. You'll note that our normal captain, Mike Harvath, is absent today, but he'll be back at the helm in our next podcast. And so, you know, for today, that's it. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Matt.